This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. Ryan, are you looking to boost your immune system?
I'm so ill that I fainted right before we turned the show on.
I hate to hear it, but I do think I have a solution. Introducing Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, these guys are practically superheroes. Every single one of their products are packed with organic polyphenol content, essential micronutrients, and I'm telling you, these grapes are just dripping with antioxidants designed to strengthen your body's defenses. It's going to help you stay resilient all year round.
And these guys have everything. They have grape juice, they have all natural energy shots, protein powders, they got seed oil, toothpaste, body lotion, shampoo, and here's the best part. You can use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products.
And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. So don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now, that's mightymuscadine.com, and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away. With that said, let's start the show.
Happy Friday, everyone. Today is December the 22nd. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. If you want to help us keep the conversation going, you can do so by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. You can leave us a good 5-star review online at clearviewtodayshow.com or on iTunes or on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasting content from. I was like, I don't know why I'm saying
or
the name of the
iTunes,
website.
Or on Spotify or on Amazon or on...
We're going to leave some links. I tell you what, you don't have to worry about where to go. We're going to leave you the links in the description so you can do just that.
That's right. Make sure you visit MightyMuscadine.com and check out their products, especially, I mean, it's almost Christmas time, so go ahead and get those orders in.
You need some protein powder. You need some antioxidant drinks. We all know this.
That's right. And use that promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y for a sweet little discount on your purchase upon checkout. And those a portion of those proceeds are going to go right back here to the Clearview Today Show. So
right.
You're sponsoring Mighty Muscadine, you're sponsoring us, and in a way you're sponsoring yourself for your wellness
Merry
with their
Christmas
Mighty
to
Muscadine
you.
Products.
Merry Christmas to you.
Love that journey for you. The verse of the day today comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
Mm, a lot of big theology words in there.
That's Hebrews. That's Hebrews.
You know, I have wondered about this. Why did Jesus need to become human? Why did the Word need to become flesh? He's God. He can wipe away any sin with just a thought. He is the one who sets the rules, so he can change it at any point and say, okay, listen, I see that you're faithful. I see that you're repentant for your sin. Go on ahead. You're going to come in. But he set it up in such a way that he had to display the consequence of sin.
Yeah.
He had to display the seriousness of sin. He didn't create sin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't create evil. So for us to brush it aside mm-hmm. and be callous and be like, you're God, you're greater than evil. True. But it has to be shown the weight and the magnitude of its power.
Yeah.
And only through sacrificing my son as a human being can that be done.
I've heard Dr. Shah explain it this way before, but holiness is not just goodness and light.
Right.
Holiness aggressively pursues and eradicates sin, which is why you have examples in the Old Testament of people being consumed by the fire of God, by the holiness of God, because it will aggressively eradicate sin. Mm-hmm. So for God to not punish sin, for God to just be like, well, you're forgiven, that would make him not God in that moment. He would undeify himself.
That's right.
If he were not to punish sin, which is the difference in that word propitiation. Mm-hmm. There's another word, expiation,
ooh,
which means that God just wipes the consequences of sin, which
wow.
is not true. That's not what he did. Christ became the propitiation for our sins, which means the punishment for our sins was poured out on him
mm-hmm.
so that God's holiness is upheld and our sin is also forgiven.
Every sin ever committed in the history of mankind incurs a debt to holiness.
Yeah.
and that debt had to be paid. There's no debt on earth that ever just goes. We talk about that. We'll just cancel the debt. It never, ever, ever works like that.
Someone's got to pay it.
That's right. And Christ did, thank God. And that's why we're celebrating Christmas this year and every single year.
Then this weekend.
Yes, this weekend. Today's the 22nd. That means Christmas is in 1, 2, 3 days, dude. That mark your calendars. It's coming.
Yes, it is.
It's coming for you. Had someone write into the show a worship question. This is something that I thought was really cool. Grant R. wants to know, for church worship, how do you know whether to do Christmas hymns or secular Christmas worship?
That's a good question. I mean, what do you do?
I stick with the ones people know and love. I used to do both. I used to mix and match. Now it's very rare. The thing is, it's Christmas time. People want to sing what they know, and they only get to do it once a year.
Yeah.
So it's not that we often say that, not just us at Clearview, but most people say hymns are good. We just don't want people to become dependent on them.
Yeah.
And so if that's true, I'm all on board with that mindset, because I don't want our people to be like, hey, we're only going to sing hymns and that's the only thing we like. So we do hymns when they fit the worship service. Mm-hmm. That being said, Christmas carols, they only get to do them once a year.
Yeah.
So to then water in all of these new Christmas songs with, I mean, and there's a good chance that some people will fall in love with them, but we know that they love these Christmas hymns.
Right.
And they're great songs in their own rights. We typically now don't set a lot of stock in what people like. We really care about what they respond to. And at Christmas, they really, really respond to those hymns. So even now, when we do like the Lincoln Brewster Angels We've Heard on High, it's got a great swing to it, mm-hmm. right? Angels we have heard on high. Yeah, real big swing. We did that last year. People responded to it a little bit more, but this year, as we've just been doing it as a straight carol, people have really responded to
yeah.
it. So it's like, okay, this is what I like, but this is what the congregation is responding to.
Right.
Now the choice is yours.
Yeah.
You know? What's your favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, man. Favorite Christmas carol. I really like Silent Night.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I really like Oh Come All You Faithful.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite as well.
And I really love Hark the Herald.
Oh come, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah.
That's a really good one. I feel like that one was not popular growing up, but here lately, Lincoln Brewster again did a really great version of that one. We do an original version of Oh come, Emmanuel that's really fast. It's really heavy. It's rock. It's got like choral parts. I mean, it's really great. We might do a Christmas EP one year.
I wonder what Dr. Shaw's favorite Christmas carol is. I know that caroling was a big part of what they did growing up in India Christmas.
Yeah, it was. I think they had all those British hymns that like nobody here would really know. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we would know some of, like, of course, I'm sure they did Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh,
Angels
yeah.
We've Heard on High, all those. But I'm interested in some of those esoteric, sort of obscure British hymns.
Yeah, the classic ones.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Write in and let us know your favorite Christmas carol, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We're going to get Dr. Shaw and we'll be right back.
What's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we hope you are enjoying the podcast thus far.
You know, we really appreciate how many of you download the podcast every day.
Right.
But we also want to remind you that we are first and foremost a radio show.
Clearview Today is actually syndicated through the Truth Network. And we just want to let you know right now that in addition to hosting the all-time best Christian talk show of all time.
Hashtag Clearview Today.
Hashtag Clearview Today. The Truth Network also, as it turns out, has an extensive library of Christian programming.
We really love everything they're doing at the Truth Network because the whole goal is to encourage, challenge, confront, and uplift listeners with the life-changing truth of Jesus Christ through Christian Talk Radio.
And listen, we know we're not the only show wanting to expand its audience. So if you have a vision for your show or for your ministry, why don't you consider syndicating your show through the Truth Network? Because they rely on decades of experience of self-syndication with a full array of features for your long-form or short-form content.
Make sure you visit the Truth Network online today at truthnetwork.com. Or you can give them a call at 336-759-0363. Again, that's 336-759-0363. Well, John, are you ready?
I was born ready, my friend. Let's hop right back in.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, gentlemen. We are one, well, not one day away, but we're, as far as the radio show is concerned, we're one episode away from Christmas morning.
Yay!
And everybody's thinking, I know what y'all are thinking, Clearview Today is not going to be no Christmas episode. You're dead wrong. We do Christmas strong
so
over here.
So aggressive. You're dead wrong.
You're dead wrong. We are here in all our Christmas spirit in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a Christmas PhD in Christmas New Testament criticism. Professor at Christmas University.
We should have went
Christmas author.
Christmas University.
Full-time Christmas pastor.
I just caught that.
And the host of today's Christmas show.
We should have worn the Christmas suits on today's episode.
Why don't we wear the Christmas suits on Christmas? On the Christmas episode.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're doing a Christmas episode.
You're right. Because the Christmas day is Monday.
Now, I know what people are going to be thinking.
Right.
They're going to be thinking, they're really going to take time away from their families on Christmas. Y'all can relax. It's a pre-recorded show.
That's right.
But you, dear viewer, are getting Christmas content.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Because we love you oh so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Somebody wrote in this morning and asked what our favorite Christmas carols were. And Ryan and I both answered, but I wanted to know, what is your favorite? What are some of your favorite Christmas carols?
Oh, Come All You Faithful.
Mm. Yeah.
Is like puts you right in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my favorites. Growing up, I remember that one. What else do we have? Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did y'all sing carols when you were growing up?
We did. But we also had Indian Christmas carol songs.
Ooh.
Yes, they were really, really good. But they're different beat, different melody. But the lyrics are just very similar to what we have today.
Mm-hmm. Were they in like Hindi and Marathi?
Oh, yeah. Hindi. Uh-huh.
See, I find that odd because such a, well, not odd, but I find it interesting, I guess, because such a small population is Christian.
Oh, yeah. And which means you got to work even harder to keep, you know, the traditions alive and to get excited about Christmas. And so people write. They write songs.
Wow.
And they are time bound. So there are songs that I can tell they were written back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Then songs that came to the 80s. And nowadays, you know, since I left India in 1991,
mm-hmm.
I've sort of been cut off from that. From since that time period.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So I hear songs today and they don't resonate with me. It's like, huh, okay. That really doesn't do it. I don't know.
Fine.
Like those same like Hindi carols that you grew up with?
They're new. People write new songs.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, but they just don't grip me.
Right.
But then again, they grip other people.
Yeah.
True.
Who are growing up and living in that culture.
What was it like growing up in India? What was Christmas like over there? Did you have some of the same traditions that we have, or was it different mostly?
Some things are very similar, like food.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 weeks out, mom and grandma would start cooking, and they'd cook all kinds of sweets and all kinds of snacks. And so you can come home from school, you look forward to getting home because there's so much going to be in the kitchen, in the dining room, sometimes in the fridge, and you can just pick it out and start eating it.
Like this is going to be a Christmas Day feast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That goes on from like December the 1st, 2nd.
And dad sits down at the table and carves the roast beast.
Well, now here's something different about the roast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They have roast.
Uh-huh.
But this is very different. It's really good, but it's not like pot roast. It's drier than that, and it's not like you sit down to have a meal with roast, but you offer roast on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When people come to visit you, you have roast.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like it's spicy or anything like that. No, it's just roast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really good, and I miss that taste. I haven't had it in, 30 years because every time we have gone to visit family, it was not in Christmas time.
Wow.
I
think you have
miss all those.
That's really, really awesome. And I think you have a very unique perspective or a very unique position in that you grew up in a country where 99.9% of the population don't celebrate Christmas at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people would assume that that it wasn't until you came to America that you started to really enjoy or learn about Christmas, but it wasn't that way because your dad, you were raised in a Christian home.
Right.
Albeit it wasn't all around and commercialized like it is here.
Right. It's not commercialized like it is here, but I went to a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have everything decorated during Christmas time. So streamers everywhere, balloons everywhere, Santa Claus posters everywhere. A Christmas tree. We had a Christmas tree, except it's not a Christmas tree like we have them here. Mm-hmm. But it was a tree that got
was
decorated.
Was it like a palm tree?
No, not a palm tree. We didn't have palm trees where I grew up, except in our own house, in our own yard.
In your yard.
Yeah, that's
your
the only
garden.
Palm tree. Now, maybe they have it somewhere else in town now.
Uh-huh.
But growing up, our home was the only place you could find palm trees.
Did you decorate the palm trees at the house?
No, not the palm trees.
Okay.
Palm trees get really tall.
True.
So you can't really decorate them. They were coconut trees.
Okay.
But we did have the Ashoka tree.
Mm-hmm.
Ashoka tree has the same look. It's like a, looks like a pencil, right? Mm-hmm. Just like the pine trees here look like that. Except instead of the branches turning up like this, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of fanning out, they all drape down.
Mm.
They all drape down.
Okay. Okay. They just kind of like go straight down.
Right.
Like a person's hair.
Right. They all drape down and it's at an angle, like a triangle, mm-hmm. but it's like almost like a pencil is what it looks like.
Okay.
And we can Google it and you'll see Ashoka tree.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it.
And we would put lights around it and all that stuff and put streamers on the tree.
It's like out in the garden.
Yes,
oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
That's one of the ones that fans out. So find one that
like,
doesn't fan out.
Like
they're
right
a different
there.
Kind.
Narrow.
They have a tall Ashoka tree. If you put tall, okay, maybe something else will come up.
Yeah, let me see.
And then we would also put a star on our house. Now this is what Christians do everywhere. That's right there. That's the one we had in front of our house.
Yeah.
It looks like a Christmas tree, but it's set.
It does look like kind of.
But
like
if you look
Christmas
at the leaves, they don't sit the same way.
Yeah, they don't fan out.
No.
Now
maybe we can put this.
I'm already thinking about like how decorations are going to work and how to Christmas up that tree. It seems like that's going to be difficult.
Very difficult
with physics.
Yeah, very difficult because everything falls down.
Yeah.
So you had to tie it up in the leaves,
oh,
and you
wow.
had to put a string here, there, and then kind of tie it up like that.
Wow.
And then if the Ashoka trees get really tall, of course you can't decorate them. When they're small, it's okay. And most of these trees, the Ashoka trees, will stay about 5 to 6 feet, maybe 10 feet, for like almost 7 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't grow. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, I need to grow.
They just hit a growth spurt.
They hit a growth spurt, and they go about like 30 feet.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So did y'all decorate the whole 30-foot tree?
Well,
like, would you?
Initially, we would decorate this little tree,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden, it started growing, and then it's like halfway up, like a little skirt.
The tree is not in the house like it would be here.
No.
It's out in the yard
now,
or in the garden.
I used to grab a branch, like a big branch, and it's not like a pine tree look, is just just a branch like a whatever dry, and I would bring it in the house, put it in a pot, and put cotton all over it to make it look like snow.
Wow.
And then put streamers around it. That was our Christmas tree.
Can I assume there was never a white Christmas in India?
No. Now if you go way up north in India, there is snow.
Yeah. What are the Himalayas?
Himalaya mountains.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's on the border of India.
Yeah,
so yeah, they have snow.
I can imagine like sitting in the house in India, like it's Christmas Day, but it's still warm. You've got the Ashoka tree out front. Everybody's kind of doing it. But then you see like what's on television in America, all like it's like Christmas cranked up to like 11.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like Santa Claus in every shop window, ribbon wreaths all down the city streets.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But that my perspective is different. Mm-hmm. People here talk about commercialization of Christmas and all that. How many messages have you heard from me?
So many. On
commercialization of Christmas, you don't, because I don't think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I think it's great that people actually are putting Merry Christmas on their windows. I don't care for the Happy Holidays.
Right.
I think let's just say Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great to have Santa Claus. I think it's great to have Christmas trees. I think it's great to have a nativity scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think all those things are wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just signifies that we are a Christian culture.
That's right.
Of course, I get it. That takes away from the main reason. So how about Christians and churches and pastors bring that back to the forefront of people's mind?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's up to us.
Why not? I mean, it's so funny to me that people are almost apologetic of Christmas time. It's almost like Merry Christmas. Oh, I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to, you know,
happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right. why not be proud of what it is that we're celebrating as Christians, especially?
Right.
I mean, it's one thing if you don't believe that Jesus is God's son and that he came and was born in a manger. But if you do believe that, this ought to be your time. This ought to be your moment.
That's kind of what I was meaning earlier, is that you and your family celebrated Christmas not only in a culture that was ambivalent towards it, like, whatever, you silly Christians, do what you want. But it got to a place where it was like, this really is not going to fly here.
Right.
But you, like, the culture over time became increasingly hostile towards Christians where you were growing up.
Well, not necessarily during Christmas time or anything like that.
Right.
And I don't think it became increasingly hostile when I was growing up. There were times of hostility.
Right.
But we as Christians were very strong and very courageous, and we stood up for ourselves, and we were not going to be ashamed. We're not going to close our windows when we sing songs. We're not going to hide our baptistries. Our baptistry at church is outside in the churchyard, where everybody can see what that looks like to be baptized. So we did things out front.
In the open.
Yeah, no fear there. Yeah, there were times of hostilities, and I've shared some of that, you know, how our power, our electricity was cut, and things like that, how once in a while there would be a rock thrown through our church window. But, I mean, there was one time this one guy jumped over our church fence and came inside and was, you know, was going to steal or whatever, and my dad and my brother caught him and took him to the police station, grabbed him, took him in. You know, I mean, so we're not scared people.
Right, right.
So we're very bold in that way. You don't come against us.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't thinking or putting in that you guys were afraid.
But now I think it's become more hostile towards Christians in certain parts of India.
Right.
It's not where it used to be. So you're 100% right. But not when I was growing up as much as it is today.
That's a different point.
Yeah, that's, you're right about that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that to celebrate Christmas, and even the Christians who are still there, to be able to celebrate Christmas and to do so boldly without that fear of persecution. Because we do it here, and I even said that from the pulpit, we can do it without fear of persecution or ridicule or whatever, but it's not as much of a reality for us as it was. Or as it still is, I guess, for people overseas, Christians overseas.
And it becomes even more important, imperative, that Christians build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, on 23rd, 24th, we would have Christmas carols.
Mm.
Nowadays, I think they're doing it all in the evening. I think everything is changing over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, now you're going back 30 years in the 80s and 70s and 60s, Christmas carols was on the night before Christmas, starting at about 8 o'clock or maybe even a little earlier, 6 o'clock, and goes all the way to 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And going from house to house, every person in the church, we're going to go by their home. If we don't go by their home, they get upset.
That's what I was about to bring up, because I know you've said that in the past. Like here, it's like, oh man, I would be so annoyed if the Christmas carolers woke me up at like 1 in the morning. But over there, if it's...
You better come. If you don't, then it'll be trouble.
Yeah.
They're going to fuss at with my dad, and my dad is going to fuss at whoever was leading the team. So we would have three teams out.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, we would have 3 to 4 teams out.
Mm-hmm.
One was from the English service, then we had the Hindi service, and Hindi service were more people. So we had like several teams who were out that night.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, you would kind of pass each other on the road. Where are y'all going? We'll go headed this way. Okay, all right, we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Like passing. So that would go on. But when we would go in neighborhoods, because those families were not just Christian families living there, they were pretty known, or they had good relationships with their neighbors, friendships. So the neighbors were like, oh yeah, this is their Natal. Natal is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And there was once in a while, they'll even come look from the windows and watch us. And sometimes some of those neighbors would even call us and say, can you come sing for us too? And we would go there and sing. And they would say, thank you. And they would, you know, bring whatever they had, because they don't have any sweets.
Right.
So they would bring whatever. Would you like some tea? And they're like, no, that's okay. Try to give us some money. And we're like, no, it's okay. But we'll drop it in the offering if you want to. So that's how it worked.
And then Christmas morning,
I mean, you go home about 6 o'clock in the morning. Some people take a quick nap. And then by 9 o'clock, you're back at church.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And even if church service is not, even if Christmas doesn't fall on Sunday, Christmas morning, there's church service.
Mm.
I think that's one of the things, yes. I think that's one of the things that we in the West have such a hard time wrapping our minds around. But, and we went through this last year where Christmas fell on Sunday.
Right.
And everybody in the church was asking, like, are we going to have church service?
Maybe not everybody, but there were a lot of people who were like, now are we going to have service? I'm like, aren't we celebrating
That's exactly right.
On the 25th?
What reason, like what legitimate reason do we as a church have for saying we're not going to celebrate as a service?
Right. Yeah.
And what would I say, like if Christ appeared before me and said, hey, stay home, chill with your family, but give me a legitimate reason why it's more important for you to do that than to worship me on my birthday.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and they'll be like, what would I say?
Unwrap my presents, though.
It's no secret.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to stay home, have a morning with their family. That we all want that.
Right.
But can I legitimately look Christ in the face and say, I'd rather do that than worship you on your birthday with your church?
But it should be a joy to go and celebrate with everybody. Should be.
That's right.
You know, here's the thing. I believe in many of the Eastern side of things, things have become ritualistic. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very high regard for how we meet and how this is a must. What do you mean? No, this needs to be done. This is not. I think we need that back.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Because you growing up in the circumstances you did placed very high value on Christianity and on the Bible and on the church.
Yeah. Now, where I grew up, of course, my dad was a Bible-believing preacher. But then there are other parts of the world where the Bible may be in high regard, but it's not preached.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust the priest as he walks you through the motions.
Yeah. But I think it's so encouraging to hear about that, because here in the West, I think it really showcases, at least it did for me last year, it really showcased for me why, or it really showcased how unspeakable it is for some people to get up, like to be like, hey, we're going to get up on Christmas and go to church. For some people, maybe not even here, but just all across America, that's like unspeakable.
Yeah.
And it shows where their value is.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than if you come from those traditions,
and
it's like, of course, it's Christmas Day, you go to church.
Right, right.
Whether it's Sunday or Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
This is Christmas.
And those same people who are saying, let's remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, are some of the same people who will not get up and take their family to church on Christmas morning.
Yeah, if you're setting up a nativity, if you are, you know, Merry Christmas, Christmas, if you're out here
Christ
celebrating
Christmas,
that's right.
But let's stay home on Sunday. No, come on.
Yeah.
Bring your family to church and worship with them.
Yeah. Oh,
how special is it when Christmas falls on a Sunday.
Last year,
worship together.
Last year was one of the greatest Christmases ever. We did the math and we said this will not happen again until for 13 years.
Yeah.
Their Christmas falls on a Sunday. And I was like, at this point, we have a responsibility to do.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the best Christmases we've ever had.
Yeah. We didn't cancel a single service.
No.
Mm-hmm. We didn't consolidate. We just keep it as it is.
We did a normal
And we had
service.
Some people who were, you know, who say, are you going to consolidate? Are you going to put them together? We said, why?
No. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, because I said, I mean, you don't have to come.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going
to have to.
If you in good conscience can sit at home and look Christ in the face and say, you know, it's more important for me to be here with my family than it is at church.
Yeah. By all means.
I wouldn't want to have that conversation.
No, not at all. And I think I'm so glad that we did it, because we started thinking about it. I was like, not only is it, hey, don't worry, we won't have to worry about this for 13 years, but we won't get to do this again for 13 years.
So Christmas growing up was fun. Exciting, and it still is.
Mm-hmm.
And I married a woman who loves Christmas.
Mm, that's so true.
It's sort of match made in heaven.
Yeah. Did you bring any of those Christmas traditions to America with you? Like, did you and your family bring any of that stuff?
I'm trying to think. Just how we treat Christmas here at Clearview, unlike other places where they're like, clear the calendar. Christmas is here. Clear the calendar. We don't want to. Here is sort of the opposite, which is like there's a Christmas play.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gospel night
bluegrass night
of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Christmas Eve services,
Christmas caroling,
Christmas outreach event,
Christmas outreach event.
Yeah, the toy chest
is here.
Yeah,
and then we have Illuminate Youth
Christmas party,
which I'm sure a lot of other places have their youth Christmas parties, but we have that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
At New Year's we have you have a lock-in coming up.
Yep.
So we are, in a sense, doing a lot what we did in our home church.
I love it.
Instead of clearing the schedule and making it as dull, dry. I mean, it's sad to me to drive by a church during Christmas time. And I'm not saying on Christmas Day, mm-hmm. but Christmas time. And just seeing all the lights off, mm-hmm. nobody in the parking lot. That's and before right. you send me a letter about how Jesus is not in the church, I get it. We understand what you mean. You know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Christ lives in us. I get it. But to gather together, mm-hmm. that's important.
That's beautiful. That's
right. Especially on Christmas.
Yeah.
That's right. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, maybe today helped you clarify some Christmas traditions of your own and helped you see the importance of worshiping together on Christmas, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom and click that Donate Now button.
And don't forget to visit mightymuscadine.com. Any checkout that you make with that promo code today, TODAY, you get a discount off, and 10% of that goes to support us here at the Clearview Today Show. Thank you to Mighty Muscadine for sponsoring this episode.
That's right. What a wonderful Christmas present. We love you guys. We'll see you on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day on Clearview Today.